This is The Bible Show. Welcome, folks, to another episode of The Bible Show. My name is Sam. Joining me is Will. We want to say Merry Christmas to you. And today we're going to do something a little bit different rather than continuing into the book of Exodus with where that book is unfolding to. We are actually going to do a trivia game today. Mano a mano.
Bible trivia. Christmas Eve edition. Well, it's not about Christmas.
Yeah, it's not about Christmas.
It just is Christmas Eve.
At least I don't think. We haven't seen the questions, but our producer, Adam, whom you're going to hear, who is our director, who does all the camera, lighting, film, sound, he's in charge of all of that, making this happen.
Go somewhere.
Yeah. So he is going to be reading the questions. He's compiled the questions. We don't know in advance what the questions are going to be.
Nope.
But we figured this would be a fun thing. So we want you to compete with us. Leave a comment if you what your score was or what you ended up tallying. I guess because we're taking turns with questions, you got to pick one or the other. Do you want to be when Will gets
get
the
a
questions?
Friend? You can be Will or Sam. Partner up, everybody.
There you go.
There you go. And see how many of these you can get. How good are you at Bible trivia?
Dun, dun, right. Dun.
So here we go.
Kick us off.
Right. Rules are going to be, Will gets a question, I get a question, and then later on when we get into the hard questions, I guess, they'll double up the points, and at the end of it, we'll tally them up and see who wins, and I think they're going to have a graphic showing who's got what, who's
and
in the lead.
If one of us gets it wrong, the other gets one chance to steal.
There you go. Yeah.
And we each get to call our wife
once. Phone a friend.
Phone a wife. We've chose our wife. Our wives.
Phone a wife.
There you go. So, first question, we're just going to go to Will. Who asked, am I my brother's keeper?
Cain.
That is correct.
Because Cain killed Abel. Okay.
That's right.
There you go. Sam, what river did Nahum wash in to be healed of leprosy?
The Jordan, seven times.
There you go.
The river.
The river, yeah.
Will, which judge made a vow that led to a tragic outcome involving his daughter?
Which judge?
Which Book judge? Judges. Made a vow that led to a tragic outcome involving his daughter.
I don't know.
I want to say it's Judges 9-ish.
That doesn't exactly help me.
Okay.
You can steal.
Jephthah.
That is correct.
Jephthah says that I'll sacrifice the first thing that comes into the village if you give us victory, and then it's his daughter.
All right, cool. So it's going to go back. It's going to go back to Will in this case because you stole that one. So we'll say that you had that was your question.
Oh, that's cheap.
No.
That right, is, because then it doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, go back to Sam.
Okay. Who interpreted Pharaoh's dream about seven cows and 7 ears of grain?
I get Jephthah as she gets Joseph.
Joseph.
That is correct.
See, this Bible show, this is knowledge that's helpful, right?
Will, what is the name of Joseph's father-in-law?
Joseph's father-in-law?
Correct. Sorry, Moses' father-in-law.
I know Moses' father-in-law is Jethro.
There you go.
I was like, I don't know what brain was going, all right, it's in the genealogy. Which Joseph are we talking about?
Only father-in-law we talk about is Jethro.
So, Sam, which prophet challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel?
Elijah.
There you go.
That's right.
Will, what is the first book of the New Testament?
Matthew.
There you go.
I thought your face made me think wrong. Yeah, I was nervous that I just...
We're in the softball portion of the quiz show. So
correct.
That one was
who's
softballist.
Sam, who was the high priest when David ate the bread of the peasants? Or sorry, presents.
The high priest.
Who was the high priest when David ate the bread of the presents?
He comes into the story later. Why my brain is happening. So this is at Nob. He goes there. Jesus is going to use this as a metaphor. Why can I not think of his name? It's like 5 letters. Am I right?
You are incorrect on the amount of letters.
Is it way longer?
It's slightly longer.
Hey, whoa. No more questions.
I don't know.
I don't know either, so it's a wash.
What is it?
Amalek.
I wouldn't have gotten it.
No. Caiaphas is the only high priest I know.
Will, Eli, you got it, Eli.
Will, what city's walls fell after Israel marched around it for 7 days?
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Jericho.
There you go.
Womp, womp.
Sam, who succeeded Moses as the leader of the Israels?
Joshua.
There you go. Will, what was the sign God gave to Noah after the flood?
The bow, the rainbow.
There you go.
I crush basic trivia.
Give me a second.
I think he's looking for a hard one. I'm feeling sandbagged.
What's no, I'm just freezing there? A row so I can keep track of like who's actually getting what.
All right.
Sam, who was swallowed by a great fish?
Jonah.
There you go. Will, what was the name of Ruth's husband?
Her kinsman redeemer's event, like the first one that died, or are we talking what Boaz?
What was the name of Ruth's husband?
Boaz is the one she ends with, so I'm going to choose Boaz.
That is incorrect.
I mean, it is.
I'm right.
It is her husband. Do you want to give it a shot for the other one?
The reference is Ruth 1 that it's referring
okay,
to.
Yeah, so the first one. No, I don't know.
Gosh, I'm... So
Orpah's the other sister-in-law.
Yeah, the other daughter. Naomi's
the mom.
In-law. And you've got Elimelech as the dad. Elimelech's the dad.
Does it start with an M?
It does.
I got it.
What?
Mahlon?
That is correct.
Okay. I still get a point for Thank Boaz. Thank you. I'm still taking Boaz.
Okay, I'll give you both.
Yeah, give him Boaz. But I'm going to take the steal, too.
So
watch it. So I gave it an M.
Yeah. Sam, which disciple walked on water towards Jesus?
Peter.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Will, who is named as the author in the Proverbs of Solomon?
What?
As the author?
Who is named as author in the Proverbs of Solomon?
I mean, Solomon would be the
That is author. Correct. It was a trick question.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
Cool.
That's like the what color is the White House kind of question.
You're like, what?
Am I seeing the right things?
Yeah. Sam, what did Esau sell to Jacob?
He sold his birthright for a bowl of stew.
There you go.
Was it lentils? Not even good
stuff. Red stuff. Not, the red stuff. Give me a taste of the red stuff.
Will, which king built the first temple in Jerusalem?
It wasn't David because he murdered people. Not murdered, but he had blood on his hands. Solomon.
That is correct.
Sam. I was thinking second temple. That gets confusing too.
Sam, who rebuilt Jerusalem's walls despite opposition?
Nehemiah.
That's correct.
That's like your weirdest fascination.
I love Nehemiah.
I know. You love Nehemiah more than anyone I've ever met.
Will, which woman hid Israelite spies in Jericho?
Our girl Rahab.
There you go. Sam, who was the first king of Israel?
Saul.
That is correct. Will, what was the name of David's father?
Jesse.
That is correct.
I was hoping.
I was in the lineage. I was knee deep. Freezing.
I can see your brain going.
Sam, who anointed David as king?
Samuel.
That is correct. Will, who said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away"?
Job.
That is correct.
Or Job, as some people call him.
Job.
I am Job.
Sam, what were the name of Adam and Eve's first two sons?
Cain and Abel.
That is correct.
We get a lot of heat in the comments for naming Seth as their third son. People are like, he could have come at any order after that. So just, that's a fun fact.
Whatever.
Yeah, I do.
Will, which Old Testament book is primarily poetic wisdom on suffering and God's sovereignty?
Oh, wow. Oh, Ecclesiastes.
That is incorrect.
That's a subjective question.
It is slightly subjective.
Job would be in the wisdom books on suffering.
Job is the answer that it provided.
Ecclesiastes is basically you're finding. It's like a.
Is it splitting hairs?
It's rough. Like it's this guy figuring out that everything in life is meaningless unless you give your life to God. So
then that sounds like Job more than that.
Both of them. So Ecclesiastes, it's a weird dynamic, so it's a soapbox moment. Job is suffering when everything that you have gets taken away. Ecclesiastes is suffering when you have everything the world has to offer and you realize it's not fulfilling. So it's two sides of the same coin, both dealing with suffering. Ecclesiastes is suffering from having it all and not being satisfied. Job's is taken away. Having it all taken away.
I'm going to give you both points.
Thank you. All right, I'll deal with that.
So, next one.
We both get trophies for your millennial.
There you go.
Love my trophies.
Sam, who wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want"?
This is Psalm 23, David.
That's correct.
I was like, that's not the question.
Will, which prophet saw a valley of dry bones?
Oh, Ezekiel.
That is correct.
All those E prophets, though, you do have to stop and think.
Which one? Sam, what did God provide to Israel in the wilderness as bread?
Manna.
That is correct.
Literally means, in Hebrew, manna, what is it? Anyway, worthless trivia.
Will, who
we're
led...
coming up on the Exodus chapters where we'll get into that.
Will, who led Israel across the Jordan on dry ground?
Joshua.
That is correct. Sam.
Somebody needs to break here.
What was the name of the giant God David fought?
Goliath.
That is correct.
We need to up the levels here soon.
Will, who was the mother of Samuel?
Hannah.
That is correct.
Did we do that question? All right.
Sam, which king asked for wisdom instead of riches?
Solomon.
That is correct. Will, what instrument did David play to soothe Saul?
The harp.
Well done.
That is incorrect.
The lyre?
That is correct.
Same instrument.
No. Sam, who was the prophet taken to heaven in a whirlwind?
Elijah.
There you go. Will, which book comes right after the four Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts. There you go. Just to make sure, I didn't want to.
You're like. So these are going to be the hard trivia questions. They're slightly more difficult. We're going to see how the guys are going to do. So, Sam, what were the names of the two bronze pillars set up at the vestibules of Solomon's temple?
Oh, this is...
Do you actually know this?
Yes. Oh, one's Boaz, I think. That
is correct, halfway, yes.
And the other is... Oh, come on, brain. Boaz and... Can I get a first letter or anything like that? Boaz and...
That's not J's. There's a lot of J's.
There's too many J's. Boaz and...
Oh, would it just be the Lynn?
What?
Never mind. I'm not going to help you.
No, go for it. Help me.
Is it Jesse?
It is not Jesse.
No, no. I just thought it would be the lineage.
No, it's not. I can't remember.
It is Boaz and Jechem.
Okay. I'd have had to sit on that a long time.
Will, which prophetess did King Josiah consult after the book of the law was found in the temple?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Huldah.
I've never even heard of that.
I think
person.
I skipped that chapter.
Like, it is in 2 Kings.
I know when Josiah, as a little boy, finds it.
34.
All right, these went from 1 to 10. Now like, we're in like Old Testament naming, right?
Cool.
Like obscure characters. All right.
Sam, which king of Judea was stuck? Or sorry, which king of Judea was struck with leprosy after he entered the temple to burn incense?
Uzziah.
That is correct.
Isaiah chapter 6 references that.
The reference for this is 2 Chronicles 26.
The year King Uzziah died.
Will, which ruler was fatally wounded at Thebes when a woman dropped an upper milestone on his head?
Millstone.
Oh, this is Barak?
Mm-mm. This is Abimelech, right?
Yeah, Abimelech is the correct answer.
Book of Judges. He's a punk.
Sam, in the days of Elijah.
Gideon's son.
In the days of Elijah, mm-hmm. What was the name of Ahab Stewart who hid prophets in caves?
The prophet Obadiah.
Obadiah is correct.
Wow, cool one.
Will.
Are we still knee deep in the Old Testament?
What was the name?
Well, it's like, bring me some gospel.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. Will, what was the name of the Levite, a grandson of Moses, who became a priest of Micah and later of the Danites?
I just love the question. So, hold on, say this again.
Who was the name of the Levite, a grandson of Moses, who became a priest for Micah and later the Danites?
I don't know.
I'm not sure I do. Kenaz?
No.
I don't even know if that's...
Jonathan, the son of Gerson.
Yep. Yep.
Sam, which Benjaminite cursed David and threw stones at him during Absalom's rebellion?
So David is leaving and he throws dust and stones at him. And David's like, let him do it, and because it's a shameful moment to throw dust at someone meant like, death.
Yeah,
he wants you to die. And the guy's name, I just cannot pull it up.
We're now referred to this trivia as obscure Old Testament names. Yeah,
good grief. What? I can't remember his name. Do you know?
No. You knew more of that story than I did, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't Shemuel's remember. Son of Gera?
Yep.
To him.
Will, which Shemuel. King of Israel reigned only 7 days in Tizar after assassinating Eliab?
Your facial expression's glorious. Yep.
Well, the details they give you aren't helpful.
Yeah, so many of the kings of Israel get assassinated. So the northern kingdom's like awful from the start, and there's crazy numbers of them that get assassinated.
They're I don't know. Do you know what this one is?
Does it start with a J?
It starts with a Z.
Nope. No, that's later. Zedekiah is a Judah king.
It is Zimri.
No. Oh, Omri, Zimri, yeah.
So Sam.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
That was if I just couldn't know all the names of the kings.
You're like, that's where I was stuck. I wasn't stuck at the name of the assassin. So, Sam, what was the name of the high priest who found the book of law in the temple in Joshua's day?
In Joshua's day?
Yes.
What
was the name of the high priest who found the book of the law in the temple?
Josiah.
Sorry, in Josiah's day.
I was like, Joshua, the temple wasn't around yet. Josiah. Is it Elkiah?
It is actually.
That's wild. Good
work. Yeah, I was like, there's no way he's getting this.
I'm surprised myself.
You're knee deep in the recesses of your brain. These are ones that are fully formed.
I need to take 2 days off to recover from that.
Will, which prophet was commanded to marry Gomer as a sign of Israel's unfaithfulness.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
if you don't get this, you're gonna hate everything.
Oh, why do they all have similar names? Haggai?
No. It starts with an H, though.
That's what I'm confused about.
It's the name of a book.
That's what
I was gonna say. It is a book in the Bible, and I only know that because I'm looking at it personally.
Oh, I don't know. You just
Hosea.
Hosea, I knew it.
Yes, that is correct. It is Hosea.
What a! Can you imagine marrying someone named Gomer?
Gomer.
I think the situation was tougher than even just the
names.
Sam, what were the names?
I just think that was the least of his issues.
Like Gomer Pyle. Shazam! Like that's who I think of. Like I could marry a Gomer.
Sam, what were the name of Aaron's sons who offered unauthorized fire before the Lord? What were the name of Aaron's sons who offered unauthorized fire before the Lord?
I'm getting Eli's name, his sons mixed up here. I'm stuck.
Yeah, I just think of Eli's
sons. And Phinehas. I think one of them, is it Phinehas? No? Ella something. Ella, oh my goodness. See, the last question. That blew my brain up. Hold on. Sacred fire. I don't know. My brain's broke.
I don't know either.
I'm going to hate this.
So it's Nab, N-A-D-A-B.
Nadab.
Nadab.
And Abihu.
Yep.
Okay.
Those sound like sounds. Those even sound like.
Yeah. That. Like when I looked at this, I was like, what name is A-B-I-H-U? Like,
anyway.
So Will, what was the name of the Persian governor who questioned the Jews about rebuilding the temple?
Oh, why do I? Persian. It's not the main guy, right?
I think it might be the main
guy. The top guy? Xerxes?
Yeah.
Is that Xerxes?
It is not.
So Artaxerxes?
It is not.
Ahasuerus?
It's Tatania? T-A-T-T-E-N-A-I-A.
Tatanai? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one, so.
Okay.
Sam, who was the Ethiopian official who pulled Jeremiah out of the cistern?
I know the story. I don't remember the name. That's brutal, man. I'm humbled. Like, I'm going to go home.
How about this?
We haven't gotten there in the Bible show yet.
That's true. Yeah, we don't know anything about the Bible until we teach it. Yeah, what was the name?
Abed.
I was excited when you were talked about the Ethiopian. I thought you were going
for the eunuch. We're going to get the eunuch. Yeah. Get at least the question we heard.
Abed-Emelech. E-B-E-D.
Okay.
Dash.
Servant of the king is what that means, but I think that's a generic title maybe.
Let's go into fill in the blank.
Okay, fill in the blank.
All right, let's go.
Here we go.
See if we can get God our created back. The blank and the
Heavens and the earth.
There you go. Sam. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not
want.
There you go. Will, I trust the Lord with all my heart and do not leave on your own
understanding.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sam, be still and know that I am
God.
There you go. Will, for the wages of sin is
death.
Sam,
you have to cite it.
But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ our
Savior.
No,
Christ our Lord.
Lord. I got it.
No,
I got
it.
That was a steal moment.
I needed to say it out loud.
That's how you communicate your answers.
But the whole part.
Will, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish and have eternal
life.
Oh, wow.
Sam, I am the way. I am the way and the truth and the
life.
Will, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the
fear of the Lord is beginning.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of...
Oh, beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
So I thought you just added an extra dot, and I was like...
I don't know what that's done now.
The wisdom.
All right. Sam, the word is the lamp at my feet, the light to my...
path.
Will, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right blank within me.
Oh, gosh. I know it's
create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right blank within me.
Right spirit.
That is correct.
That's one where I depend on what translation you memorized.
Uh-oh.
Sam, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in blank.
Spirit.
Yep. Will, the Lord will fight for you.
Psalm 34, by the way, great verse.
Yeah, it is.
Psalm 34, 18.
All right.
Will, the Lord will fight you. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be blank.
Oh, we're doing it next time.
I know, it's Exodus 14:14, but there's two words that I think, silent.
Yes, that is correct.
I was thinking still, but I was thinking.
Either one, I'd have given it to you.
Okay, cool, but I was, brass tacks, I didn't know what
we're. Such a great verse.
Sam, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of?
God.
Correct. Will, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of
God. No. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is in the kingdom of heaven.
That is correct.
If you give me mine, I'll give you yours. The correction.
Okay, yeah.
Sam, blessed.
Well, as long as you're kind of close. Not like.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive
mercy.
Will, love is patient, love is
kind.
There you go. Sam. For so faith comes from hearing, and the hearing through the word of
God.
So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of?
There's only one other one it could be, just a different variation.
The Lord?
Christ.
Huh. I was going to go to the Lord too, so.
Yeah, I was just like, the fact that you didn't like being giddy about it, I was like, okay.
I know the verse. It's.
Sam's going to try to prove himself.
No, he's going to grab a Bible.
I'm sad that I missed that.
Will, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your...
paths.
There you go.
What path? I don't know. Singular plural.
Sam, the name of the Lord is strong tower. Righteous man runs into it is...
safe.
There you go.
I'm glad you... It made me feel better that you were...
I would have to think about that one.
Yeah. Will, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you...
shall go. Wherever you go.
Go is the correct... is what it was asking, but I'll take it. Sam.
Don't.
I'm trying to cheapen your answers.
Sam, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all
unrighteousness.
That is correct.
Which, sermonizing for a minute.
All right.
He's faithful and just to forgive us, which means that if you confess your sins, it's actually justice that he forgives you because Jesus already paid for them. So justice requires your forgiveness.
It's good.
Yeah. All right. I love that, by the way, because you would wait. You want it to say.
Well, you want just and
faithful. You don't expect just for he is faithful and you expect merciful or forgiving.
Faithful and kind.
No, it's just because those sins were already paid for.
Amen.
Perfect. Will the steadfast love of the Lord never?
It's either ceases or fails.
There you go. Ceases. Sam, his mercy never comes to an
end.
There you go. Will.
Oh, I thought you said it.
You're like, no. Will.
Yeah.
They are new every morning. Great is your
faithfulness.
There you go. Sam, I can do all things through him
who strengthens me.
There you go.
Just throw out a couple more. We'll both speed round. Nobody.
A speed round. Oh, boy.
What were the names? Get to say it.
What were the name of the Hebrew midwives who feared God and spread male babies?
You should know.
Sorry.
We just
spared male babies.
I'm thinking of Orpah in my head.
I'm thinking of Orpah, too.
Their names were Shua. Is that right?
And
Shipraf.
Shipraf and Shua.
It starts Pua.
Pua.
Correct.
And we look like bad guys now because we talked so long about how beautiful it was that God actually puts the names in there. And here we are forgetting it.
It was Shua Pua. Whatever.
This is a good one. Who is the name of the priest of the God Most High who blessed
Melchizedek.
There you go.
Genesis
15.
14.
I'm literally looking for Genesis and Exodus ones. Okay, you guys already answered these ones. What was the name of the Persian governor who questioned the Jews about the rebellion or building of the temple?
We already went on this.
I'm sorry.
We still don't know it. Start with a T.
Madonai.
Tantanilla. Right.
According to 1 Kings 22:38, where did the dogs lick up
Jezebel's
Arab's blood?
Ahab?
Or Ahab's blood.
In the courtyard?
On the street? Pool of Samaria.
Oh, really?
Which judge had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys?
Gideon.
That is incorrect.
Wait, say it again.
Which judge had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys? Abdon.
Oh, he's an obscure one. Gideon, I think, had 70 sons. Abimelech was one of them. That's where I was adding those together. Well, what's our tally? Do we know what the score is?
Yeah. Sam, 36. Will, 30.
Oh, okay. Good one. I feel great. Nice. I feel really good about my performance.
I'm going to
go and read the prophets better. But
yeah.
So last question for Exodus.
We need a phone a friend question.
So when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land.
Philistines.
There you go.
Did nice. It.
All right. Do you want to do a phone a friend for?
All right, I am now calling my wife to see if she can get this question right. My speakerphone's not as good as yours.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the Bible Show.
Hi.
Say hello to everyone. Say hello.
Hello.
This is my wife, Morgan, everybody. Say hi.
Hi. Okay,
they said hi. All right, this is your question. Since you're in Genesis, this will be an easy one.
You can't set her up like that.
What did Esau sell to Jacob for soup? What did Esau give away?
His birthright.
Hey.
Nailed it.
Great job. Nailed it. Great work. Okay.
Well done, Morgan. Well done.
You did good, kid.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you sold me out with this is an easy one.
Yeah.
But I made you look even better. Not easy. Yeah, I did. We're going to work that one back. All right, I love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so I'm calling my wife with a phone a wife question.
We have one hard one and one.
One hard one. Well, they're both interesting.
Hello.
All right, Laura, you are on the Bible Show.
All right. right.
I know you're excited about this.
Ding, ding, ding. I win.
All right. So we have two questions. One of them we missed, and then one of them is going to be your own. So Will's going to ask you the one that we missed. See if we can see if you can show us up.
All right.
I'll try.
What are the name of the two midwives who saved Hebrew babies in the book of Exodus? Defying Pharaoh.
Shifra and Pua.
See? I told you she would show us.
He immediately got it.
That's because she listens to the show.
I think you need to dethrone us. This should be your show.
No.
All right. So your next question. This will be your own question now that you've shown us up.
Okay.
What are the names of Naomi's two daughter-in-laws?
Ruth and Orpah.
Hey.
It's like she's
just right on top of it.
I outpunted my coverage, wow, as my brother says. Well done, Laura.
Great work.
Thank you. Lots of time in Sunday school. Served me well.
That's right. Love you. Love you bunches.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Congrats on your win.
Hey, thank you.
You did a great job.
Very much.
I'm not shaking your hand.
Why not? When Will competes, his hands get sweaty.
I knew he was going to mention it. I was trying to hide it.
I feel like I could wring my hand out now.
Good, just.
No, I appreciate that this was worthy of
a handshake. Sweat.
And a handshake, nervous. Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Anyway, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. We want to thank you for this incredible year that we've had here at the Bible Show. All the comments and different ways of hearing and seeing that people out there are falling in love with the Savior and growing in their love for the Word. It is such a blessing to us, and you guys have been an enormous gift to us this year. We want to thank you so much for watching. Merry Christmas. Join us on New Year's Eve as we pick up in our series in Exodus and as we go into the new year. We pray that God will have lots of blessings for all of us in store. So, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.